Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, you heard Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty a little while ago talking about the fact that she's been coordinating with legislators, attempting to have legislation passed that would address the issue of what's going on at Space Camp. How do you address something like that? Well, there's a variety of ways. You can address it through funding because the power of the purse is vested in the legislature. You can address it in outright bans or, for that matter, in requiring certain checks and balances be in place. There's a lot of things that can be done. And some people might say, do we legislate morality? We legislate morality all the time if you get down to it. I mean, by making certain things a crime, that is, in essence, legislating morality. Crime is a moral issue. But I also don't think there's anything wrong with continuing the thread that we have in our society of legislating to protect our children. On the phone with me right now is someone I've had the pleasure of knowing as a friend for many years. He's a state representative, Mac Butler. Mac and I have known each other much longer than either one of us ever served in the legislature. He currently serves right now in House District 28 from Rainbow City. Representative Mac Butler's got a bill, House Bill 130, already introduced, sponsored by a number of others along with him, that we're looking at making the vehicle to deal with this issue. Mac Butler, how you doing?
Hey, great to doing great, sir. Good to be on with you again.
Well, thank you, my brother. And listen, thank you. I mean, listen, I have known you as a conservative, not just a Republican, but a conservative for many years. In fact, little known fact, I'll go ahead and say it right now, the person that got me involved in local Republican politics was Mac Butler. So thank you again for that.
That is true. Yeah, when I was chairman of the party and we got you to run for Senate and you got involved and you won twice.
Go figure.
Well, we tried to get you not to quit.
The world has you to blame for all of it now.
You had enough.
hey, listen, you've got House Bill 130, which is already introduced. I'm sure it's already in committee. Which committee is it in right now?
It's an education policy, and we introduced the same bill last year, which, by the way, Emily Jones with Mom for Liberty is incredible. But she had brought this, you know, issue to my attention last year. But we never even got the bill up for a vote. We had a hearing in committee, and then session was over before we could actually get it through. But this year, we'll be voted on next Wednesday in education policy, and I do expect it to sail through along party lines. And we are amending it, you know, to add Space Camp and to add the flags. And it just, we're taking existing legislation that bans sexual orientation and sexual identity in K-5 and expanding it to K-12. And
yeah,
now Space Camp will be included.
I think that makes great sense. You and I were talking offline a minute ago. I said to my audience earlier in the show, but I'll just refresh their memory, that Space Camp does, in fact, get millions of dollars from the Education Trust Fund, which is our state education budget. And they tout themselves as being a extension of the science and math education that trainees, that's what they call their campers, normally receive in schools. So they consider themselves to be an educational environment. And they receive education dollars, and y'all are going to deal with them in Education Policy Committee.
Absolutely, here very soon.
Yeah, when you mentioned the flags, you're talking about the rainbow / LGBTQ agenda-driven flags?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's part of the sexual identity.
Yeah, that's
let's just try to focus on the academic world at schools and provide a safe space for our children without being inundated and indoctrinated, because they can't get away from this anywhere. Look at Disney. What you and I growing up, there wasn't a more wholesome, you know, venue than Disney.
Well,
but now it's not safe.
Mac, you know, it's not about the kids. It's about what the adult with the agenda wants. That's what's most important.
Correct. And there is definitely an agenda, and it's almost like it's a religion.
Yeah, but the reality is they could care less about the fact that actual religion, the religious accommodations of you know, well, not just Christians, most religions don't cotton to the idea of transgenderism, especially with kids.
Right. And transgender has always, up until just recently, been a mental defect. Now all of a sudden, it's all the rage.
Well, it is. And I think part of that is I've got an article that I hadn't even gotten into yet that talks about the rise in transgender diagnoses or gender dysphoria diagnoses. And it said that it's driven largely by what it would call social stigma. It's not going to be – in fact, here's the quote from it, Mac. I got this article off of Fox. It came out in June of last year. And it says, in terms of why diagnoses are occurring at younger ages – the discussion, the researchers wrote that gender identity heavily leans on social processes, including exploration and experimentation with external feedback. Well, that's TikTok. That's I saw him do it and no one said anything, so I did it too. That's peer pressure is what that is.
Have you seen the video of the 4-year-old child with the gentleman sitting at a table and he puts a stack of $100 bills and he says, yeah. Would you rather have $10,000 or 4 Oreo cookies? And the kid gets Oreo cookies. And
yeah.
Said, that is why we do not allow children to choose their gender.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that played out so perfectly. You're right. Listen, the bottom line is you guys have this piece of legislation, House Bill 130. And I'm looking right now, the co-sponsors are, besides yourself, are Representative Craig Lipscomb, Jamie Keel, Standridge, Horton, Stathagen, Paschall, Ingram, and Gidley. So basically, all three of y'all from the Etowah County area are on there. And you expect it to come up for a vote this week, you said?
Well, next week, next Wednesday, I expect it to come up for a vote, and I do expect it to sail through committee along party lines.
That's right. Y'all are on the legislative break this week, aren't you?
Right. The only opposition we had in committee when we had the hearing was from the Democrats.
Okay. Are you going to amend it in committee before it comes out or on the floor?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to amend it in committee. Mark had already brought up the one, Mark Gidley, Representative Gidley, brought it up on the flag one he's already got prepared that we've got there. And then when we get back next week, we'll have the one on adding the space camp ready to go.
Well, I wish you the best, my friend. I think this is an important issue. I don't think it's going away. I think that if we don't deal with
thank you so much for getting the word out today, because, man, you have really done fantastic. And I've got to give a shout-out to Emily Jones, which is going to be with us. You're going to introduce her Saturday morning at the Etowah County Republican Breakfast.
Indeed.
If everybody could come join us at 8 a.m. But she's going to be one of our speakers, and we're looking forward to what she's going to bring to share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think – and I'm hoping that what she's generating is there's going to be more Moms for Liberty chapters. That's what I really hope happens, is that people get fired up and they're like, I want one of those in my hometown.
I got a feeling we're going to have that with lots of dads involved as well.
Well, you know, she made the point, and I don't know if you had a chance to hear that part of it, but she made the point, the guy who kind of broke this story, Clay Yarbrough, today is just a dad. And I don't want to say just a dad, but you know what I'm saying. He's just a dad, just a dude in North Alabama who said, well, that looks wrong, and I'm calling it out. And that's exactly what it takes.
As soon as that happened yesterday, Jay Holland, that you know Jay,
his
son that lives in Huntsville, contacted me as soon as that came out from the gentleman. So, yeah, that he did incredible getting that word out, because people like Joseph, you know, reached out to me immediately, so I know that was happening all over the state.
Yeah, funny thing is
I think we'll get this working.
The funny thing is, a small world piece of this is so Clay Yarbrough and I were talking yesterday about him coming on the show today, and then he mentions, our mutual friend Joseph, and I said, "You mean Joseph? You mean Jay's son?" He goes, "Yeah," and I said, "Well, I've known him since he was a kid." So anyway, small world.
Sharp young man.
Sharp,
yeah,
absolutely
really
sharp. Love the whole family. All right, my brother. Well, listen, keep us posted on this. If you see anything putting a hitch in it, you call in and we'll tell the world to call their representatives. All right?
Absolutely. And I'll shoot you a text as soon as it passes.
All right, man. You take care. Representative,
thank you, sir. Take care.
Yeah, but State Representative Mac Butler from Rainbow City is on the line, or was on the line, talking about House Bill 130. So if you're mad about what's happening right now with the space camp situation, then go ahead and reach out to your state legislator and tell them House Bill 130 needs to pass. It needs to come out of committee. When they come back, they got a week off this week, but when they come back in, it's supposed to get a vote in committee to come to the floor soon thereafter, and it needs to happen. And it needs to have the amendment added on that deals with space camp, and the amendment added on that deals with teachers hanging gay pride flags in their classroom. Those things need to happen. That bill needs to pass. This is common sense, and the world is watching right now to see what we do with this. And I'm going to tell you right now, Space Camp, I guarantee you, they are getting call after call after call right now. Big Rig, let's take it to a break, man. We're going to keep on trucking. I got a bunch of text messages. I got to honor you guys who are texting in by reading some of them. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.